Scripture reading is from Joshua 24, verses 13 through 15. I gave you a land on which you have not labored, and towns that you have not built, and you live in them. You eat the fruit of the vineyards and olive yards that you did not plant. Now, therefore, revere the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in faithfulness. Put away the gods that your ancestors served beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. Now, if you are unwilling to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served in the region beyond the river or the gods of the Amorites, in which land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. This is the word of God.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. And may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be truly acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and redeemer. Amen. An iron company manager, while touring the company, noticed a young man leaning against the wall and doing nothing. He approached him and said softly, "How much is your salary?" And the young man was calm and kind of surprised by the personal question, and he answered, $2,500 a month, sir. Why?" And without an answer, the manager took out his wallet, and he took out $2,500 in cash and gave it to the young man as a termination of service. And he said, "I pay people here to work, not to stand around. Now this is your monthly salary in advance. Get out and don't come back, and I don't want a discussion." Well, the young man was expelled from the factory. And the manager looked at the rest of his workers and said in a threatening tone, "This applies to everyone in this company. Whoever does not work, we immediately terminate their contract." And one of the employees approached the manager and asked him, "Do you know who that guy was that you fired?" And the manager replied, "No, he does not work here, sir. He's the pizza delivery man." That was not a well-thought-out decision. As the Lenten season moves to its close, we come today to what the ancient prophet Joel called the Valley of Decision. And I really suppose that any of the valleys of Lent that we have visited this season probably could bear that name. Because we are constantly, probably daily, being called upon to face the crossroad to which Joshua led the children of Israel at the end of his career. Choose this day whom you will serve. That's been a question for the ages. I mean, going back to Adam and Eve. I mean, in the beginning, they faced a choice between being faithful, being obedient, and willful selfishness. Now, how long do you think it took them to make that decision? Did they really weigh the options and the consequences? Choose this day whom you will serve. Cain had a decision to make, and the Lord told him so. Sin is lurking at the door. Its desire is for you, and you must master it. Joseph's brothers faced a similar choice. They made the bad one by selling him into slavery, but in the end, it turned out that was actually a good decision. So sometimes the consequences aren't as clear as you might think. Abraham faced a choice, one that would lead him from home and family to a wandering existence in a far-off, promised, but foreign land. Choose to follow the Lord's command. Choose this day whom you will serve. And the children of Israel made such a choice at Mount Sinai when they were tempted to make a golden calf and fall down to worship it as the one who had saved them from slavery in Egypt. I mean, is that so far-fetched? What are the things in your life that you credit with your success? And did you notice that when Joshua called on his fellow Israelites to make a decision, it was not in a vacuum. Joshua spelled out for them all the blessings the Lord had wrought for them in leading them out of slavery, and then for 40 years in the wilderness, feeding and leading, providing and protecting, not only keeping them alive under these harsh circumstances, the very things the Lord has done for you and for me and continues to do so. It is against that background that a choice is called for, a decision is demanded. You've faced a similar situation. All of creation lay before them, fresh and new and fabulously abundant. The way God spreads out God's blessings before you, more than you need to survive and prosper. All of this I have given you, the Lord God says. Count your blessings, if you can count them all, and then choose this day whom you will serve. It's not just a backward look, by the way. Your Lord God invites you also to look ahead from the valley of decision. Through the prophet Joel, the Lord promised great blessings for God's people, a future that would match and surpass the past that God had already provided them. Victory and prosperity as only our God can provide. Prior to the crucifixion, we find some people in positions of leadership and influence whose decision was not to serve the Lord, but to pursue their own agenda. They were guided a great deal by fear. They were determined to put Jesus to death. Like the locusts that plagued the Holy Lands in the days of Joel, they were ravaging the people and undoing the blessings of God. A choice was about to be called for. What shall we do with this Jesus? He's a radical. He's changing the way things were and are and should be by the law. It is better to have one man die for the people than to have the whole nation destroyed. Caiaphas, the high priest, didn't know how. The gospel writer John states that Jesus would die not only for the nation, but to gather into one the dispersed children of God, eventually including all of us. I think my batteries went dead. Here in the valley of decision, it is God's decision to do everything needed, including the sacrifice of his own son, that we might be saved. And so today, what is your decision? I know what mine is. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.